From deep in the heart of Beverly Hills, you found For Love and Chocolate with Mr. and Mrs. Truffles.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone, to For Love and Chocolate with Mr. and Mrs. Truffles.
Yes, in our 10th episode
Number 10. And by the way, we could not have done this without our producer, Adam. Adam, you are the best.
Our engineer extraordinaire.
We adore Adam.
Yes.
Anyway.
We could not have done it without him. And it feels like such an accomplishment, doesn't it?
It really does.
And, you know, and it's kind of, what's so fun, too, is all the customers who come in and talk to us about it.
Yes, they're really enjoying it.
It just feels like we have, like, a shared experience now.
And, you know, the other day, we have a very handsome young single attorney that comes in pretty much every day.
Yeah,
with his
he's
dad.
Been listening to the show.
They're big fans. They were already big fans of us and our chocolate, but they really love the show. But what's so funny about him, this young attorney, is that
he always sort of acts like brand ambassador.
He does. He's taking
it upon
himself to be
it's
brand
so
ambassador.
Cute. Yeah.
Anyone come in, he's always opening the door for people. Doesn't matter who it is, he brings them in, and it's almost like it's his shop. Oh, have you tried the champagne truffle? You got to have the sipping chocolate. It's the best thing going. And what's so fun is the other day, another one of our customers, beautiful young single woman, who's been also coming for years and years, who also is a huge fan, was there at the same time. And without knowing that she was a big fan, he started kind of selling for us. And she was like, oh, no, I know.
He was speaking her love language,
yes,
and he didn't
he
even
was.
Know it.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know if a love match happened or is happening, but there is something special about the shop where you can feel the love all around.
You could definitely build a relationship off of a mutual love of Toys Your Chocolates.
I think so. maybe one day it'll work out for them.
You never know, Mr. Truffles.
Yeah.
It's love and chocolate and dating service now.
So, Mrs. Truffles, and I don't want you to be alarmed.
Okay. I love it when you start sentences like that.
Well, the other morning I was watching you. As you were sleeping.
Which morning?
It was yesterday morning.
Okay.
And I was watching you sleep. Uh-huh. And you're always beautiful, but there's something about that stillness of when you sleep that's even more so. And it made me think of this Irish poem.
Oh, an Irish poem.
An Irish poem. And it goes something like this.
Mm-hmm.
May you never steal, lie, or cheat. But if you must steal, steal away my sorrow. If you must lie, then lie next to me all the days of my life. And if you must cheat, then cheat death, because I can't imagine my life one day without you.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Well, you're so beautiful. And
I'm just really glad it wasn't some silly limerick.
There was a young girl from Nantucket. We're not going to do that. This is a family show, Mrs. Truffles. Anyway.
Well, we have a wonderful show today. We have an amazing couple coming in.
Yeah.
Really romantic, dynamic. We've been excited to have them on the show for a while.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, but before we get to that,
I think there's something we need to do.
I think you know what time it is.
Okay, Mrs. Truffles, so what do we have in the mailbag today?
Oh, okay. Let me take a look here.
Okay.
All right. We've got a little note here from someone calling herself Nina.
Nina.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Truffles, I recently went on an amazing date with a man I met at a fundraiser. We had the best time. We laughed, we ate, we shared a beautiful bottle of wine. I was over the moon when he walked me to the door and gave me an intimate and respectful little kiss.
Hmm.
I thought there was a meaningful connection, and yet it's been a whole week, and he hasn't called or reached out. I am beyond disappointed. What can I do?
Aw. Nina.
That's hard.
It is hard. And I'm afraid to say that you might have to let this fish go. It's hard. But it has been a week, and he hasn't reached out, and the fact is, if a guy's interested in a woman, he's probably going to just do something. He's going to text, he's going to call, he's going to give notice that he had a really nice time and he wants to see you again.
He's going
to
book the next date.
He is going to book the next date. And as hard as that is to hear, it's probably better to hear it now. Yeah, but the good news is that the next time you go on a date and you hear back from this knight in shining armor by text or phone, or he books the next date right
away.
Why is
he a knight in shining armor?
I don't know.
Did you just, you're just making stuff up now, Mr. Truffles.
Okay, you're right. He's not Lancelot.
Well, Nina, I think that you can just consider this as time well spent as a dress rehearsal for your next fabulous date.
Yes.
And the next time a man kisses you goodnight, you'll pay more attention to the temperature of that.
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
If they're into you, it'll show in the kiss.
Oh, you'll know.
Yeah.
You will know.
But good girl for not calling him or reaching out to him. You are very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time on this guy. Give him any more free rent in your head.
Nope. Time to move on. But thanks for writing in, Nina.
Thanks for writing, Nina. Good luck, sweetie.
What else you got in the bag, Mrs. Truffles?
Well, we have a message in our mailbox from someone called Andrew.
Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Truffles, there is a woman in my office that I am completely smitten with and have been trying to convince to go out with me. I've tried flowers, candy, and even gifted her a stray cat.
Mm.
But she has yet to accept my invitation. I'm not quite ready to give up, though. Have you any creative advice for me to woo her? Sincerely, Andrew.
Huh. Okay, Andrew. Well, listen, A for effort, right? I mean, he's out there.
Right. Well, I would just say because they are in the same office, he doesn't want to be too aggressive.
No.
He could become a little stalkerish.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't give up just yet.
No.
Yeah.
He's putting his best foot forward. And I mean, the stray cat, that's quite an effort.
Well, yeah. I mean, if she loves cats, that was a beautiful gift to give her. And I'm assuming she does if you gave her that.
Sure.
I would say maybe something really expensive. Maybe just lay like some diamonds on her or something.
Mrs. Truffles.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he's tried everything else.
Oh, my God. That's so aggressive.
Why are diamonds always my go-to?
I don't know. It seems to be. You want breakfast? Yeah, diamonds. I mean, love your diamonds, Mrs. Truffles.
But what would you suggest, Mr. Truffles?
Well, I feel like always hitting at the heart is always nice. So maybe, my guess is that she's named the cat already.
Yeah, I would assume she named it the first day.
Let's just say that the name of the cat is Snuggles.
Okay, that's a good name for
Snuggles.
A cat. Yeah.
So my idea is, because you're talking about do something expensive and extravagant. So what if he were...
A diamond-studded cat collar?
You with your diamonds, Mrs. Truffles.
I don't know. That's just...
Oh, my God.
Seems like a good idea.
My thought was, if he could maybe hire a skywriter to just write Snuggles in the sky. And so then, you know, when he kind of does the reveal... It's not obviously him, but I think it's very a sweet gesture.
So skywriting?
Yes.
Diamond-studded cat collar.
Okay.
Okay. Well, those are two good ideas, Andrew. But whatever you do, good luck to you.
Yes, Andrew.
Let us know how it goes. And you could do both.
Yeah. And if you need the number of a good skywriter, give us a call.
Thanks for writing in, Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, what else is in the mailbag today?
Let's see. We've got Mark from the Valley.
Mark from the Valley. And what does he say?
Mark says, Dear Mr. and Mrs. Truffles, my wife and I are about... Dear Mr. and Mrs. Truffles, my wife and I are about to celebrate our first wedding anniversary.
Nice.
I want to surprise her with something really romantic and unexpected. Do you have any suggestions? Should it be a gift or an experience? She's not too adventurous, but she does love surprises. Thanks, Mark.
Well, Mark, that's a lovely, lovely question.
It's nice that you're already thinking about your first anniversary.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, I think that you could create an experience and have a gift. It doesn't have to be either or.
Mm.
And I know one really wonderful experience that we had early on was when we took a little private flight from the Santa Monica Airport out to Catalina.
Catalina, yeah.
That yeah, nice. You could do it for a lovely dinner or for a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, if it's in your budget, spend the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds sweet. I also like the idea of horseback riding at sunset.
Ooh, that would be nice, too, on the beach or up in the hills.
That could be sweet. They do that in Hollywood as well. They do sunset horseback riding.
Like a little picnic with a bottle of wine or something.
Sweet. But I do like the idea, Mark, that you're thinking outside of the box, something special and unexpected. And, you know.
And what is the gift for the first anniversary? The traditional gift?
It's paper.
So a paper gift, I think something lovely would be either a poem or a love letter.
Yeah.
Written on some beautiful stationery.
Yeah, beautiful.
Doesn't have to be a lot of money. I mean, you could always slip a diamond necklace in there if that's your budget.
But made of paper?
Yeah. Paper wrapped diamonds. I don't know. Anyways, diamonds are never a bad idea.
No, even when the anniversary is for paper.
Well, happy anniversary, Mark.
Happy anniversary,
Mark. Have a wonderful time, whatever you do.
Yeah, thanks for writing in.
All right, well, then, we'd like to talk a little bit about the guests we have coming on today.
Yes, we really would like to.
Except that...
they're not here.
I don't see them anywhere.
I mean, unless they're tiny and hiding under a bench.
Well, you know, it's a little curious. The last time I saw them, they were outside looking at the solar eclipse.
Right.
Hope nothing went wrong.
Oh, just like whisk them into a portal somewhere in space.
Strange plant that eats people? I don't know. But we still have plenty to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you all about that when we come back.
We'll be right back. For over 40 years, Toyshire has been a staple in the Beverly Hills community. Like so many other families in the community, our family has had a long-standing love affair with Toyshire chocolates. Over the years, we've formed traditions and memories around these extraordinary Swiss chocolates and the enchanting wonderland of fantasy truffle boxes inside our store. Today, our family is proud to be carrying on the Toyshire tradition in Beverly Hills. Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yes, welcome back. Mm-hmm. Well, even though we don't have our romantic couple to interview today, we do still have one romantic couple in the studio today.
We do.
And we have plenty to talk about because we are going to commemorate our 10th episode by taking next week off.
Yep.
And we're going to tell you all about what we're up to.
Yes.
So we last summer did something so exciting and fun.
Crazy.
My best girlfriend, Molly, lives in Florida, mm-hmm. and her hunky fireman husband who are very outdoorsy. They have all the toys.
Yes.
Motorboats, ATVs, motorbikes, paddle boards.
All the things.
They have a golf cart.
Yes.
They have all the toys. Well, they bought a massive motor coach.
Winnebago.
I don't think it's a Winnebago, but it's a massive motor coach.
Massive.
And they were having the best time. Mm-hmm. They were going all these great places, and I got so inspired. And I was able to convince Mr. Truffles, mm-hmm. who loves travel.
And loves bougie hotel rooms.
That an Airstream trailer is a little bit like a Four Seasons suite.
On a single axle.
That you can park under a sequoia.
Yes.
Next to a waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
Which we've done.
Yeah. But we went shopping, didn't we?
Yes. And we, through serendipitous, meant-to-be kind of magic, we met Mike and Rita, mm-hmm. up in Idaho.
Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they had the perfect, exactly what I wanted. The colors, mm-hmm. the decor.
The size, the length.
Everything. It was exactly what we had dreamed of.
Yeah.
And we met them over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, we were on our way up to Boise, Idaho.
With three dogs.
Yes. Yeah. In sweltering heat with three dogs.
It was such a spontaneous move, wasn't it?
But you know what, though? It just all happened in perfect timing. We had just got the trailer hitch added to our little car.
Yeah.
And we were ready to hitch it up.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it's like, if you build it, it will come.
That's right.
And in that moment, we met Mike and Rita.
Mm-hmm.
The loveliest, sweetest people. Yes. They hosted us in their home for 3 days, cooked for us.
Yep.
Gave us, because we were coming from knowing absolutely nothing about this. And they taught us everything we needed to know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think I took a 14-hour course through with Mike. He just kind of took me through every. What was so interesting was Rita took you through the interior,
mm-hmm.
how we set that up. Mike took me through the exterior. And together, we know how to set up a trailer, don't we?
We're like ducks to water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just took to this and started our adventure. And luckily, Mike gave us technical support over the phone.
Yep.
Yes. That it was like Apple Care.
It was fantastic. and I mean,
and we called him a lot.
Sometimes they were silly calls.
He was like, very patient with you.
Where's the bathroom light switch, Mike? He was so patient. But the journey started on our way back.
We had so many extraordinary little experiences just on that one journey.
Oh my God.
And that was just the beginning.
Oh.
One of my favorites was, remember Steve and General?
Oh, my God.
It's a 70-year-old man on a motorcycle with a, well, his dog was 10 years old, which he pointed out was 70 in dog years. A
couple 70-year-olds.
Yeah.
On just, a Harley.
They were returning from a cross-country trip.
And
the little dog wore
General,
little goggles.
He had goggles on. It was so cute.
And he was just this tiny little dog, and he could just jump all the way up on this motorcycle.
And if we didn't have pictures and video, just no one would believe
it.
Yeah,
we're going to actually have to post that for everyone so they can see that. But it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And we have had a blast. We took the trailer out. We named her Bubbles in honor of everything champagne.
That's right.
And we took her out about 10 times before the winter holidays started.
It just, and you know, any time that we were away from her more than a week, we got really sad.
We had so much fun sitting under the stars.
Away from home. And it's not big.
Crickets.
It's not big.
Campfire.
But it's home. And I got to say, Mrs. Truffles, you have the design, the interior, what you've done with that place. You've taken every square inch and you've made it sparkle and magical.
Well, Rita handed it off to me in beautiful shape. And
she
did add a few little touches here and there. But it was gorgeous.
But honestly, we could be in the middle of nowhere. But as long as we're inside Bubbles, we're happy.
Or outside Bubbles.
Yeah.
Under the stars.
Yeah.
With the campfire and the Toyshire s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
Toyshire chocolate s'mores.
Mm-hmm. Toyshire s'mores. And, you know, our little calling card is whenever we go and we're sitting somewhere for a few days, we bring our little Toyshire chocolate bars and we kind of hand them out.
So other campers can enjoy Toyshire s'mores.
Yes. Yes.
We always make lots of friends that way.
But it really is special.
But also, we just meet the kindest people. Like, we have had so much unsolicited help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the first time that you had to back into a space.
Oh, Mrs. Truffles.
We were on our way up to Big Sur.
Yeah.
And we were spending the night in Paso Robles.
That's right.
Wine country.
Right. And I remember Mike saying, it's like, you know, it's one thing to drive it. Backing it up is a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, it wasn't easy the first time.
No. And I remember because there's some people that just don't want help. They're not going to ask for help. They're not going to ask for directions. They're going to figure it out. I'm not that guy, Mrs. Truffles.
No, but those guys were so sweet. They just saw that you were having trouble,
yeah,
and they just stepped right up.
They said, you know what?
First, they were like kind of laughing at you and drinking their beer.
I didn't want to mention that part.
And then after a minute of just enjoying watching you,
they said, you guys need help?
Like, it became clear that we needed help.
Yes, please.
But you're so good at it now.
I'm kind of a stud when it comes to backing up.
You back that in like a boss, right under the waterfall. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was really proud of you.
On that. I can do it.
No, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't even need me to get out of the car and guide you anymore.
Not anymore, sweetheart.
Not anymore. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, it's really been such a remarkable thing to see you step up to the plate with this, you know? I mean, we joked about how you don't like to change the light bulbs.
Yeah.
But any little thing, I've seen you change fuses.
Yes.
I've seen you get out a jack. I've seen a stabilizing thing. I don't even know half the stuff you do.
You know what? To be honest,
you just make it happen.
I don't either. Thank God for YouTube. Right?
And Mike. Yes. Thank God for Mike.
Mm-hmm. I know, but there's something about, you know, like when we go to Avila Beach and we set up and we've just got this incredible ocean view up on a...
You can hear all the sea life, like the sound of the seals and everything.
Yeah, it's so
amazing.
Fun. And we're
it's
usually
so
with our dogs. And by the way, for dog lovers that want to take a trip up the coast, Avila Beach is without question the best off-leash dog beach we've ever been to because it's kind of enclosed. And the dogs, I feel like they have their best day up there.
The beach completely belongs to the dogs. It's so special.
It's fantastic.
We do wine country up in Buellton, and there's a beautiful dog park up there.
Oh, Paws Park up there. That's fantastic. We love that. But then there's also going to Big Sur.
Oh,
that
was the best.
Oh,
we went to San Clemente.
Yeah.
We went to Morro Bay, Cayucos.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gorgeous coastline here, but the very most amazing experiences happened in Big Sur.
It did.
We were parked right on the bankhead in front of the waterfall.
Yeah. And one day, one afternoon, it just started raining.
It wasn't a soft little rain.
It wasn't a downpour. It was just a little drizzle. But we were sitting out there, and we were watching this rain, and we were watching this waterfall, and then all of a sudden, this perfect little rainbow appeared. And it was kind of magical.
It was magical. Yeah. Rainbows are always, why are they always so magical?
I don't know, but it got me to thinking. And Adam, if you don't mind pulling out your banjo. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The lives might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum.
Oh, Mr. Truffles.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Oh, well, just...
Thank you, Adam.
Just, yes, Adam, thank you so much.
That was fantastic.
Just comes from the heart, sweetheart. You inspire me every day.
Well, if you see a little blue Cayenne pulling a little shiny silver trailer up the coast this week...
Make sure you wave.
Yeah, and there's three dogs in the front seat.
That's right, two of them in diapers. We'll be in our happy place.
Yeah, be sure to wave and honk. And if you want, come join us for some s'mores.
That's right. Well, we'll be right back. This podcast is being brought to you by Beverly Hills Toyshire, Chocolates of Switzerland. Beverly Hills Toyshire at 371 North Camden Drive in Beverly Hills has been serving up truffles, pralines, dipped fruits, marzipans, and our world-famous chocolate bars for over 40 years. So, next time you're in Beverly Hills, why don't you come by and visit or shop online at beverlyhillstoyshire.com. Well, thanks everyone for joining us today on this, our 10th episode.
Yes, thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed our special romantic couple this week.
Yes, I'm so surprised we could get them on such short notice.
Yeah, we're sorry about the disappearing couple, but we'll keep you posted on any updates we have about them.
I hope they're okay.
And we will be back in 2 weeks with a fantastic couple.
Oh, this couple I've been trying to get for the last 2 months. They're very, very busy, but they're also very, very fun and very much in love. And they're finally coming onto the show.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to miss you guys. I hope you miss us, too.
But we will be back in 2 weeks. But until then, say goodbye, Mrs. Truffles.
Goodbye, Mrs. Truffles.
This show is brought to you by Beverly Hills Toyshire Chocolates of Switzerland, home of the world's first and finest Champagne Truffles. Join us next week for more adventures in everlasting love.